Dave, how does it feel to finally get that contract signed for 2021?
Yeah, it's a big release. My wife and family and I are thrilled, obviously, to have some clarity around our future now. It's been 2020 in general a bit, but it's been a time of more questions than answers. So, yeah, it's good to have it signed and put it behind us.
Some thought 2020 could be the last season. At what point did you decide that you would like to play on for 2021?
I've always said along the journey that, be heavily dictated by how I'm performing on field, whether I'm still valuable to the team and the club. And I certainly thought my 2020 form throughout, pretty difficult year for us all was really solid. And, I'm fully confident that I can continue that, hopefully with a healthy summer leading in.
It could be too early to tell, but is the mindset for this year that you'll be heading into your final season?
Again, it'll be. I'm just here to, at the moment, hopefully perform on field and play my role within the team and hope to do my part to take Fremantle back to success in finals football.
You were drafted in 2003, so this will be your 18th preseason. It's a long time. What's motivating you to keep playing for this long?
Yeah, I've always had a really healthy dose of competitiveness that really gets me through. I think it's certainly in the last phase of my career, trying to improve on little aspects and try and get better each session and each preseason is a driving force within me still. And to be able to go out on field and still perform the way that that I did throughout 2020, it gives me a lot of confidence. And I really enjoy doing it still.
You mentioned preseason. How are you going to approach this one? Are you going to change anything, or are you pretty set in how you prepare for a season?
Just set to kind of get in and do as much hard work as we can. Obviously, a bit shorter lead in this year to the season start with all the changes that have gone on. But, really looking forward to getting back in and getting the hard work done.
You're on 332 games, 18 off 350 and 21 off Pabs 353. Are those milestones in the back of your mind at all?
Slightly. They're not a driving, motivating factor at all, really. It's obviously nice when those kind of things pop up, but it's not why I play the game.
Pav mentioned you should slow down so you don't catch his message to Pav.
Yeah, I'll just be avoiding the trip to Sonborn so he can't take me out with his car if we get anywhere near it. But, there's a lot of work to do before then.
How do you see Fremantle's midfield shaping up this season, Dave?
Yeah, I think the midfield and the team in general this year took some pretty big steps forward. We were in a different environment throughout the season. I think that really helped us bond and galvanise as a whole group, as a whole club. So hopefully those advances that we achieved this year can be maintained and then grown upon throughout the preseason phase. And, the sky's the limit. Anything is possible, within games and within seasons. But, there's a lot of us who have been around a fair while now within football. And, those gains and those benefits that we saw out of last season aren't guaranteed. So we're going to have to fight and scrap for them. And I'm fully confident we have a group that will.
And finally, I know the fans will be stoked by this news. They've been there with you the whole step of the way. What's your message to them?
Thanks for the support. Fairly universal across the community. I have a lot of people ask me about football and how I'm going, and especially through this period, what was happening with contracts and stuff. So I really appreciate that support. And, can't wait to hopefully play in front of a packed office stadium next year.